Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss product development. Product development. In this process, we come up with a conceptual idea for the product. So here we're brainstorming. We think of ideas on products that might benefit the consumer, or there's a large consumer demand, and how can we differentiate between products that are already in the market? What can we do to make our product better and have competitive advantages? We profile the target market, define who the customer is. In this process, we're going to do some statistical analysis, as we talked about in a previous video. There, we'll be able to define where our target is, who they are, and what their demographics consist of. We perform a competitive analysis of the market to get our strengths and weaknesses and identify our opportunities and threats. Let's identify what a product is. A product is a good, service, or idea consisting of a bundle of tangible and intangible attributes that satisfy consumers and is received in exchange for money or something of other unit of value. So during the planning and development stages, this is going to refer to the systematic decision-making related to all aspects of the development and management of a firm's products. So we're going to determine what kind of research and development that we're going to need to undertake. We're also going to have to understand the type of capital structure, what kind of financing, how we're going to raise that. We're going to figure out what's going to differentiate, again, our products from the market and identify our strengths and our weaknesses and identify opportunities and threats. So product development, we're developing new products, new ideas. They're created as a result of an idea or a perceived gap in the current world. So how can our product help benefit consumers, and what are they demanding? What do they want? And how can we give it to them that's different, that gives us a competitive advantage against the competition? It usually arises from a need or want that can't be immediately filled and leads to the question, why don't I create and sell that product? A lot of entrepreneurs have these ideas and they want to bring it to market. So that creates a lot of sole proprietorships, a lot of local businesses. They create maybe a fulfill a demand that is in the community, and they create a business. In order for a new product or idea to succeed, it must be or have desirable attributes for their target market. That must be demanded. People must want it. It has to be unique or differentiated. You know, what gives it is a competitive advantage. If the new product is not these things, it could potentially be doomed to fail without innovation. So here are the stages of product development: idea generation, idea screening, concept development, market strategy, conducting feasibility analysis or studies, product design, test marketing, and market entry. So let's look at idea generation. An innovation or invention as a result of a gap in the current market. How can we fill those demands? The desire for a particular product that's not already out there, or something that's out there but is different and unique that makes the consumer experience better. An idea to produce a product or service not currently available. So we want to take advantage of a demand for a product that's not currently available. Number two, idea screening. Not all ideas are good ones. For example, New Coke came out. It was a failure. It was a Coke line that was trying to differentiate, but nobody bought it. Or McDonald's offered the McPizza. Nobody bought that. It didn't stay around. I don't know if I ever ate one. Marketers need to test consumer reaction to their idea before they continue. They need to know if it's going to sell. They need to know if there's going to be a demand for that product. So throw the idea around and see what people think. Maybe a focus group or a test market to get an idea, a sample of a population to see how these people react, and then therefore we can maybe move forward with the product or try another test market to see if you get equal results. Concept development If the feedback from consumers and your business associates is positive, a prototype or sample is created. At this stage, you'll allow to see if the product works and to allow your target market to use it, provide feedback for improvements. So we need this feedback. It's totally necessary for the next stage in the concept development. We need to know, okay, is this going to sell or not? What improvements can we make? What are our consumers, potential consumers, what are they looking for? And are we filling that desire with our products? Market strategy. The development of your marketing strategy. Now, a lot of money is poured in to public relations and marketing. You want to have a good image to the consumers. You want people to desire your product. So a good marketing strategy is a good way to increase your revenue and sales. Determine your target market and how to use the four P's to optimally sell them your product. The four P's of marketing. These are the components of the marketing mix. Product is your product variety. The quality. Design, what are the features, brand name, packaging, sizes, services, warranties, returns. These are all part of the product component. The price, what is the list price? What are the discounts, allowances, payment period, credit terms? Identifying your target market. The place, channels, coverage, assortments, locations, inventory, transport, promotion, sales promotion, advertising, sales force, public relations, and direct marketing. So you know that marketing should take up a lot of your budget or a big portion of your budget, especially in the beginning when you're in the startup and growth phase, so that you can push your product out there to consumers, find the demand or create demand, and have successful revenue generation. So number five, feasibility and analysis and study. After you have conducted your marketing research, the feasibility analysis is next, often done at the same time as the product design and marketing strategies are conducted. Many questions are answered in this stage. For example, what materials and labor are required? What is the price of production? Distribution channels, cost of promotion? This analysis will answer the following question. Can we make and sell this product and make money doing it? Product design. What the product will look like. How will our consumers react to the product design? Is it something that they like? Is it currently fashionable? The design will depend on what it does and what the market wants. So now we're going to test our product. Test marketing. Test acceptance of the product. We want to know how well is our product going to sell. We're going to test this and have an idea of consumer demand. This usually occurs by offering the product to a random sample of your target market. We want to know how the sample is going to react and record that and generate a statistical means of quantitative feedback. Customer feedback is used to improve the venture and determine whether the product should go to market. So the customer feedback is going to be critical in understanding whether we should go to market or not. Is the demand there? Should we undertake this? Can we make money? Market entry. So the product is officially in the market, being sold to anyone that wants to buy it. This initiates the product life cycle, and its life will be determined by the consumer market, the competition, and further product advantages. So product development. Following this process provides a new product with a much better chance of success. Should constantly revisit the process and improve and update products to stay ahead of the competition.